Lesson 11. The Kachina Dolls of Oraibi. The village of Oraibi lives in the middle of the 4,000 square mile Hopi Reservation in the northeastern corner of Arizona. Believed to be the oldest continuously inhabited village in North America, it was first settled nearly 1,000 years ago by the Anasazi, a pastoral people who excelled in the creation of beautiful objects. The descendants of the Anasazi, the Hopi people, now inhabit the area and continue the thousand-year-old tradition of making fine pottery, woven rugs, and baskets. But Hopi artistry is best exemplified by the unique form of carved wooden figures known as kachinas. These figures are sculpted from the root of the cottonwood tree and range in size from a few inches up to 2 feet. The heads often have ornately carved masks, while the finished figures are painted in bright colors and embellished with shells, feathers, and semi-precious stones. The kachina carvings are representations of the Hopi spirit world. In the Hopi view, everything in the world is inhabited by a spirit. When people succeed in living in harmony and balance with the spirits, the world will be at peace. The carvings represent the spirits of hallowed figures from Hopi history, as well as of plants and animals, the sun, the moon, and the stars. From late December to late July, when the spirits are believed to be on Earth, the Hopi perform ceremonies in their villages. Masked and costumed dancers impersonate the spirits in celebrations held in their honor. Some of the dancers represent benign, gift-bearing kachinas who present children with carved dolls. These are not toys, for they have a religious and social significance, but neither are they worshipped as idols. They are hung on the walls of Hopi homes, and by learning what each kachina doll stands for, the children discern the history, codes of behavior, and religion of their people. Along with the gift-bearing kachinas, there are also representations of malevolent ones who dance through the village streets, supposedly searching for those in the community who have been disobedient. These demon kachinas are often grotesque in appearance, frightening to those who see them approaching. Until the late 19th century, outside visitors were rare in Hopi villages. Their inhabitants did not encourage such visits, and the paths leading to the high, flat hilltops were very precarious. But once roads were built, access to the heights was easy, so the residents often were outnumbered by tourists who came to watch the religious ceremonies held in the spring and summer and to purchase kachina dolls as mementos. Hopi carvers, who once had made these dolls only for use in their own communities, stepped up production to meet the demand. Gradually, the kachinas began to change. Tourists wanted larger carvings and figures showing action. The size of a kachina was augmented by the addition of other carved pieces attached by glue. And because many Hopi were opposed to the sale of their religious objects to outsiders, the figures were executed so that they differed from those used in Hopi ceremonies. Today, many Hopi carvers continue the ancient tradition, using the same simple materials and tools of earlier generations. Collectors of Native American art purchase kachina dolls directly from these carvers or from gift shops that feature their work. Some carvers have achieved world renown, and their work commands prices in the thousands of dollars. Connoisseurs of Hopi carving who travel to Oklahoma City will find over 60 kachina dolls on permanent display at the National Cowboy Hall of Fame. In Phoenix, Arizona, the place to visit is the Heard Museum. It is famous for its collection of over 400 dolls, many of them presented to the museum by Arizona's then-Senator Barry Goldwater.